Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on a afternoon where we're kind of doing a little lighthearted approach, I guess. And in the happy department, North Dakota Soybean Council has a new director of market development, and she is Jenna Bjertnes. Congratulations, Jenna.
Thank you, Mick.
Yeah, and you have you come to the North Dakota Soybean Council from the Northern Crops Institute, I see.
That is correct.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Jenna. Where now? I see you're way up from the woods of northern Minnesota.
Well, I'm actually from southern Minnesota. So Vermilion, it's a very small town. Not many people have heard of it. It's about 30 miles south of the Twin Cities.
Okay, that would be me included, not... No. So I think Vermilion way up in, you know, like Lake Vermilion up in the northern...
Yep, I get that a lot. And then people assume I'm from South Dakota a lot. So hopefully I can help people hear of Vermilion, Minnesota. And
all right.
Figure out where that is.
Yeah. Now, so tell us a little bit about your background. How did you... What path led you to the North Dakota Soybean Council?
Absolutely. So I grew up, as I said, southern Minnesota. My mom's family was pig farmers. So I grew up showing pigs with grandpa and always had an interest in livestock and agriculture. So I ended up getting eventually a master's degree in animal nutrition. I did some work just out of grad school with Cargill at a feed testing lab. I also did work at NDSU. I helped manage their animal nutrition lab. And at that point, that's when I went to the Northern Crops Institute. So the interest at that point was to help do some livestock feed courses for soybean buyers, corn buyers from overseas coming over to learn more about how we produce those crops. It kind of evolved into me doing all things soy, and I learned an awful lot about the soybean industry. Worked with national soy groups, USEC, USB, WISH, to get soy trade teams in. So it would be maybe animal feed, courses on tofu, soy milk, tempeh. And so I just really got to know the soy industry and the players there. And when this job opened at Soybean Council, I'd been working with these folks for a few years and really enjoyed it. And I'm excited to make the move over here.
Super. Now, this sounds like this makes you uniquely and very well qualified for the market development director, which the ultimate purpose, of course, is to make the soybean checkoff enhance the demand and use for soybeans around the world and domestically.
Absolutely. I am excited to be working for the growers. At NCI, we kind of worked for the growers indirectly, but I'm really excited to be working directly with those soybean growers and help them to spend those checkoff funds well.
Yeah. Now, where do you see the increased use of or demand of soybean? The world has changed so much when it comes to trade with other countries, and you know, and now everything domestically is different. Yet we can probably
absolutely.
Yeah. Where do you see the market developing?
You know, we're seeking, ever since we've had these issues with China at NCI, a big part of my job was to seek these new markets. And we're trying to work with groups like WISH, the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health. They start in these really small markets, and they take years to just develop them into larger markets. And so we're trying to see, you know, markets like Indonesia, where they're making tempeh, just trying to find these markets that are getting bigger that we can continue to foster to find new uses for soy and expand upon uses that we are familiar with as well.
Domestically, well, a lot of it, of course, is the use of soybean meal in livestock feed, but
correct.
With the plant-based protein, soy meal is going to find its way into a lot more food sources.
Yeah, the plant-based protein remains to be seen how much of the market that's going to use, but it's good to have another outlet for our soybean growers, that's for sure, especially in these times.
Yeah, sounds like you're not necessarily excited about an Impossible Burger.
Oh, I wouldn't say that either which way. Like I said, it's great to have an outlet for the soybeans to go into that could give us another way to move those beans, but I wouldn't say that there's a stance either way. We just want the growers to be able to sell those beans at the end of the day.
Sure. Alrighty. Now, with your degrees in animal science and microbiology, could you find yourself kind of living out in the country and raising livestock?
You know, I always like I said, I grew up with a family that was pig farmers and spent a lot of time with livestock. I always thought I'd have some. Right now I have a golden retriever and I spend most of my time with him when it comes to animals. So
all right.
Maybe eventually, but not right now.
Okay. The North Dakota Soybean Council, along with the North Dakota Corn Council and others, are founding members of the North Dakota Livestock Alliance. We should get more animals on feed, more livestock on feed in North Dakota, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. Love to see that. We've worked with Amber at the Livestock Alliance through NCI quite a bit as well. And yeah, if we could, I know they focus a lot on pigs and dairy, and we'd love to see those industries continue to develop in North Dakota.
You're right. All right. Any other thoughts on the market development position that you now hold with the North Dakota Soybean Council? Where do you see it taking you here in the next year or so, Jenna?
In the next year or so, I'm hoping to get my feet on the ground here and really figure out how I can best serve the growers. Like I said, I think I'm coming in with a little bit of experience from NCI doing that indirectly, but I'd like to kind of get around like the biodiesel industry and maybe some industries I didn't work with as much with NCI, and just, like I said, really figure out how we're going to move those beans and how to spend those checkoff dollars in a way that works best for our growers.
All right. Well, the soy industry is varied and goes in many different directions, whether it's products, the polymers, or livestock feed. And again, market development so important right now as the price for all crops really struggles and the economy is at a crossroads here and struggling. So you're uniquely qualified, and the future looks pretty bright for soybean growers, thanks to you. And again, congratulations on the job of Director of Market Development at the North Dakota Soybean Council.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
You bet.